It's the Christmas after S jumps, and I get a page from dispatch. I'm not thinking about the jump, the coincidence of it being 6 months and a week to the day since she did. Everything is something to the day when you think about it. I'm at a party, an open house, they call it here, and people have brought over wine and sweets and presents and tote bags. I'm not thinking of being on call until I get the call, and then, because I know this might happen, I leave. When I took the job, there was the emphasis on emergency, not just a roadside technician, an emergency roadside technician. It made me think of EMTs, their badge shirts and pleated pants, just asking for some blood or other thing to splurt onto them, to mark them with life and death situations. I don't think about where I'm going until I'm there. The singular sense of purpose consumes the drive there. Pulled away from thinking about the past year and into the real-world problems of other people. Dead batteries. Keys locked inside. I'm often on my way back before I realize I even left. I look down and see that I'm running out of gas. The gas can on the back seat is winking at me, emptied of everything but vapors. The lady who was in need of it pulled off her red gloves to shake my hand, cocking her head to the side as she wished me a Merry Christmas. I didn't think about the gas probably on mine until I got back in the car. The next exit is 15 miles. I pull over to the side of the road and shut off the engine. I could call dispatch, asshole, he's referred to affectionately, but something stops me. Asshole could bring me gas with the gas can that's not on the back seat. He could bail me out of a jam as he has so graciously done time and again, but asshole already wished me a Merry Christmas. Sleepily, his kids chirping in the background. I didn't call him asshole when I signed off. I start walking back to the exit where I got on the highway, carrying the empty gas can. After a while, the wind picks up. First a sound chiming in trees next to me, then something I see, a leaf bouncing across the road, then feel. The stars dotting the heavens all have their message, the thing you will find if you follow them, too. Looking up to the heavens, thinking about S. It seems quaint, but I do it. And she would probably agree it's quaint, and that's why she'd do it. A mischievous whimsy in her eye. Something I can see better now than I ever did laying next to her.